Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And let's talk some Seattle Seahawks, shall we? Our friend Brady Henderson, at Brady Henderson on Twitter, Seahawks beat reporter for ESPN.
Brady, can I ask you, though, before first we get into football, are s'mores underrated or overrated to you?
S'mores are underrated.
Wow.
As my friends will tell you, every time we go on a camping trip or a backpacking trip, I'm the guy who insists that the s'more fixings are included in the prepacking list. So I will always say underrated.
Do you grab the marshmallow with your fingers or do you grab it with the graham crackers?
Come on. What do I look like an amateur, like a s'more amateur here? Come on. You know the answer to that.
Okay.
I'm going fingers. I've got my fingers. These fingers have been hardened, okay, by years of grabbing smoldering hot marshmallows straight out of the fire.
Hell okay? Yeah.
So, I'm going straight finger.
Thank
if
you.
If I'm seeing anybody grab them with a graham cracker, I'm just losing all respect for you.
Just put a napkin on your lap already.
I didn't know
what
this
are we
was
doing
a thing here?
Thank you.
Is this
thank
like the
you.
Wing thing? Like if you don't eat your whole wing, like that guy,
yes.
You know, they get upset. I didn't know
finish
this was even a
finish the chicken wing, grab
right.
The marshmallow with a finger, and you get the sticky stuff later.
Well, how about that?
I didn't, exactly.
Brady Henderson fired up about s'mores. That's a great way to start.
We'll deal with the burns. We'll deal with the burns later.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the quarterback position in Seattle because, Brady, I've been reading your reporting. I'm a little confused. Geno Smith is the guy. He looks good. He's playing good. He's going to get the start. But, hey, but Drew Lock looks good, too, and he played good in the mock scrimmage. Like, what's going on here? Is it really a competition? What's going on behind the scenes in Seattle?
Yeah, I think it really is truly a competition, but I don't blame you for being a little bit confused because it's been a little curious to me and to other people who cover the team because what we see every day is that there is not a noticeable difference between the two. At least there wasn't until that mock game on Saturday at Lumen Field where Drew Lock was clearly the better quarterback over Geno Smith. The numbers clearly say that, and also the fact that he got most of his work in that mock game, as has been the case generally, with the number two offense playing against the number two defense, and he outperformed Geno Smith, even though Geno Smith was playing with the starters on offense and against backup defenders. And so, and yet still it's kind of status quo. It's been status quo this week. And Pete Carroll even said that Geno Smith is still leading that battle this week, even after that pretty lopsided performance in the mock game. So my two theories are, in terms of what's going on, are this. I think it's either that the plan all along has been to divvy the reps up this way and to give Geno Smith almost all of the first-team reps for the first couple weeks of training camp and then at some point flip that and give most of those reps to Drew Lock and give those guys an equal time in sort of the driver's seat, so to speak. I think it's that and or. It is that Geno Smith is just doing a lot better job at the things that observers like me can't see when we go watch practice. And Pete Carroll, I think, kind of hinted at that the other day when he was asked why Geno is leading that battle. And he said he's doing things right. And then he mentioned the, you know, line of scrimmage stuff, handling the calls and the protections with center Austin Blythe. That's stuff that, you know, unless you played quarterback or unless you played in the NFL or played at that level, you're probably not going to pick that up because we're looking at who's accurate, who's throwing interceptions, who looks like they can make plays with their feet. We're kind of looking at the naked eye stuff. And it's a good reminder that there is, we can't really pick up on. And it sounds like Geno Smith is doing better, or at least was doing better at those things. But I think it could be a combination, one or the other, or a combination of those two.
Well, Brady, I mean, it's really unique. It's kind of odd. I was thinking about this yesterday because I was reading your stuff, and then I saw Pete Carroll on the NFL Network because I think they were there yesterday doing hits at these different camps. And it's just kind of odd to say out loud and remind yourself they traded a quarterback in his young 30s. Like, you just don't see those kinds of moves. It's usually the aging quarterback being pushed out, whereas that relationship was kind of forced and ended. What is kind of the energy of their camp? It seems like they had a good draft, but question marks with health on the offensive line, questions at quarterback. You kind of wonder what that means for the receivers, one of which they just locked up on a contract. What has it been like in the first camp post Russell Wilson moving on to this kind of unknown era of Seahawks football?
Yeah, well, excuse me. If you ask people in the building, I would say that they would tell you that they are relieved to no longer have the Wilson situation hanging over their head and no longer have to deal with the drama that came with that. And let's face it, there was a lot of drama in the last couple of years, especially. And so and at the same time, you know, as much relief as they probably have, or as it sounds like they do have with that, there is, I think, a lot of consternation, or at least there should be, about what the quarterback play is going to look like, because there inevitably is going to be some degree of drop off. Now, you know, a big reason why they traded Wilson, and there were a number of them, but, you know, a big part of it, from what I understand, is they thought that he was in some level of decline, just as a guy who does not have the same mobility as he used to, and who, you know, he's 33, as you mentioned. That's pretty young in quarterback years, especially when you see Tom Brady playing at 45 and winning Super Bowls and whatnot. But I think I know that they had concerns about how his game was going to age. And so, and they felt like, for as good as he is, and I hope listeners don't take this the wrong way, because they very much thought he was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But I think they are excited. I know that they are excited about having a quarterback who doesn't have some of Wilson's flaws. So he is going to be whatever quarterback they have, they feel like is going to do a better job of involving the tight ends, of getting the ball out on time, of not taking bad sacks, of throwing the ball to the middle of the field. And so, again, I know that they know that they're going to be worse off at quarterback. But I feel like there is some excitement just with, you know, with that. And then also just the rest of the team. It's not a full on rebuild, but they kind of turned over and got younger in a lot of places. And I think there's an excitement about a lot of the younger players. Again, this is what we're talking about on August 10th. You know, we'll see what happens when, you know, it's week four and you lose a lot of close games because you don't have the quarterback who was as good as any quarterback has been in a long time at pulling out, you know, games at the end. And so I think, you know, there's a certain hope that kind of springs this time of the year. And then when you get to games, you'll have to see if that hope is well-founded. But right now, I think there's an excitement with a lot of the youth on that team.
Yeah, I read that as they're excited to get back to playing football the way Pete Carroll wants them to play football. The preseason opener is Saturday. It's on the NFL Network, so people can watch it. We'll obviously get it here locally on TV and Portland as well. But 4 o'clock, the quarterback position is going to be storyline number one. What else are you looking for? What else is the team looking for in that preseason opener?
Yeah, quarterbacks are probably going to be number one, two, and number three for me. But, you know, I'm going to be looking at the cornerback battle. Cornerback and right tackle are really the other two position battles. And they're hurting at cornerback right now with some injuries. And so you're going to see a lot of their two rookies, Kobe Bryant on the left side and Tariq Woolen on the right side. And, you know, those guys have both been working with the second team defense behind Sidney Jones and Artie Burns. But those two guys are both out right now, and I would not imagine that they're going to play in that game on Saturday. And so you're going to see, you know, they feel like they've got two long-term pieces there that even if they're not ready to go right now, that they're going to be studs for them. And so they're going to get an early look at those two guys in that game. And then right tackle is the other one. Kind of a three-man battle right now. Jake Curran, Stone Forsythe, and then Abe Lucas, their rookie third-round pick. It is very, very rare, and I'll give you a stat on this, it's very rare for a team to start two rookie offensive tackles in week one, according to our stats department at ESPN. Since 1970, there's only been two times where that's happened, where a team has started a pair of rookie tackles in week one. So we know that, barring injury, of course, that Charles Cross is going to be the starter on the left side. If Abe Lucas wins that job, that would be a pretty rare feat for them. But he's got to beat out two other guys, and that's really the one of the three big position battles going on right now.
How's the starboard of your boat doing?
Well, let's see. The port and the starboard are both doing well. The bow is fine. There's some, you know, some debris back there. I got to get this boat cleaned up. But yeah, everything's going good over here.
Do you drive? I mean, it's unique. You're probably the only beat writer in the country that lives on a boat. Do you move the boat very often? How's that work?
There's two issues. So it's a bigger boat. It's 49 feet and it's in a pretty tight slip. And there's a much nicer, much bigger boat, that is off of my stern. And I get very self-conscious about getting it in and out. And so, we only take it out when my brother is up. He lives out of town. And when he's up, we take it out. So I more often will take my little dinghy out just because that's a lot easier for a dunce like me to maneuver.
Yeah, we're going to have to pull that as a drop. He pulls out his dinghy. And what's the name of your boat? Did you go like Stugatz type name or did you go something more conventional like Susan?
No, I did not name the boat. The boat, there's a seaplane flying overhead. Excuse me. This is a very Seattle conversation right now. But it is my dad owned the boat. He bought the boat and he named it after his grandfather who raised him. So that's the boat name remains the same.
There you go. Nice. Brady Henderson, man. Great stuff. He grabs life by the marshmallows and
yes,
he covers
he
the Seahawks for ESPN at Brady Henderson on Twitter. We always appreciate the time, man. Thanks for updating us on the Seahawks.
I thought you were going to say grabs life by the steering wheel in the pilot house of the boat, but I guess I don't really drive the boat all that much, so marshmallows are better.
You grab them by the marshmallows, man. You burn those fingers. Yeah. You risk it to get the biscuit.
Not
all right?
Candy ass over here. He knows what he's doing.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Brady. Sticky right, fingers. Thanks,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.